Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, congratulations on 20 years.
Your 10,000 hours and over 20,000 interviews, if you do the math, is about 72 million words of devoted time on your part.
The best looking, smartest, and of course, most humble fellow I know.
Best wishes on your 20th anniversary. Of course, you've succeeded because you have the perfect face for radio. Congratulations.
Welcome back. Celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show and the third decade of the 21st century. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm your host. I'm responsible for the chaos around here. John Berlauer is our guest. B-E-R-L-A-U is how you spell his last name if you're Googling him. Senior fellow at the Competitive Enterprise Institute. Author of the upcoming book, Washington, the Entrepreneur. Is that it, John? What? How about
George Washington, Entrepreneur.
George Washington, Entrepreneur.
Available folks, for pre-order now.
And John, you don't know this, but I've covered over the years a lot of George Washington from people at Mount Vernon.
Great. I work with a lot of the people at Mount Vernon. They're really helpful. As far as the knowledge, spreading the knowledge about Washington's legacy, and
right.
I've looked at some of his letters, and a lot of the letters are online now.
It's amazing. He was a man for the time, and for all time. And John's written a book on it. We'll launch it later in the year. John, we're talking about payment systems. Your money clears. Your money, folks, is in a bank, right? Or it's in your pocket. If it's in your pocket, it's currency. And you give it, and people, sometimes they check it, right? If it's a 20, they check it to make sure it's not counterfeit. But basically, you give somebody coins or money or a dollar bill, a 20 or whatever. That's currency. But money is different. Money is what's in your is that currency, but it's also what's in your checking account or your savings account or your whatever form it's in, and it could just be ones and zeros, right? If it's in your bank, it's ones and zeros. That money's not laying in your account somewhere. It's like a dollar bill is. So when you do payment systems now, it's all digital. So nobody touches any money. The digits, I take your digits and you give me stuff back, and you take my digits from me, John. That's how the payment system works. The future of money is here now, isn't it?
Yes, in a lot of ways. I mean, no one can completely predict the future, but certainly things.
Well, we're
things
living
like
it though. The future of money is no currency. We're basically. I mean, how many checks have you written in the last month? Most people don't write checks anymore.
Right.
You don't carry as much cash as you used to. That's the future of money. So the point is that the payment systems, the digital payment systems, like Check 360 or something like that, or all the different ways, the Libra, Facebook's Libra wasn't just a cryptocurrency, it was a payment system, wasn't it?
Yes, it's being developed, but that was the plan to make it to make it a payment and to put the real time payment aspect into it. Yes,
PayPal is a payment system. So what do you see the future of this being? Do you see? And is it right? That's the question we've been building today, folks. Is it right for the government to compete with payment systems? Do you see payment systems? What do you think is going to happen with Libra? Is Libra more of a threat than it is a handy tool?
I don't think anything. I certainly don't think it's a threat. I can't predict, just like you could predict in the early days of the internet, which websites, which technology services would succeed. But I think that things like cryptocurrencies and certainly the blockchain can help us, keep track and keep. Protect ourselves as far as, from what monetary, the fluctuations in monetary policy or bad government or bad government policies. And it's sort of, we were talking about George Washington. In his day, there were several competing currencies as far as whether they use Spanish dollars or tobacco warehouses.
Right.
So in a way, it's kind of back to the future.
Well, what I think we're going to be facing is with things like the problem with the Libra is it wasn't just a payment system like PayPal. It also had its own cryptocurrency, which would be the currency that would, or the money that would move back and forth as that currency, and that is a threat to the U.S. dollar. Cryptocurrency is a threat to the U.S. dollar that the United States government cannot withstand. What do you think? Last thoughts.
Well, I don't know. I think government's own policies as far as tax and regulatory are more of a threat to their currency. I mean, Venezuela tried to create a digital dollar, but no one wanted to invest in Venezuela, so you couldn't get it off the ground. So
this is what's coming at us, folks. We're all going to have to pay attention to it. And John Berlau will keep us posted on all this. John, good job today. Come back soon. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.